Paying customers have already helped Michael Moore's anti-George Bush documentary make more than $80 million at the box office. Now some of its more ardent fans are hoping to entice more people to see it for free. Luther is a traveling salesman from Waukesha County who asked that his last name not be used. He says he was so moved by people crying and gnashing their teeth in anger the night he saw the film that he wanted to make sure more people have a chance to see it.
I felt a commitment, and you know, you always hear the adage, put your money where your mouth is, or put your money where your thoughts are, and that's what I decided to do. I contribute to a number of different charities, and this is one of my contributions, which is maybe not to a charity, but I feel it's to the same overall pot of goodwill.
Luther says he's hoping people who might not otherwise have shelled out the $7 or $8 to see the movie will take advantage of the free tickets he's donating. But he says he's not necessarily trying to change anyone's mind about President Bush or the war in Iraq. He just hopes it will make people of all political stripes question the news they hear in the mainstream media.
If this film was available to people throughout the United States on a regular basis, let's say on every Friday night, that people could go to see it for free, if we could raise the funds to do that, it would be a very, very powerful thing.
He says ultimately he'd like to raise enough money to provide weekly free showings of Moore's as well as other political documentaries. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.